Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Sandra Merritt's case has been argued in court, asking for this lawsuit filed by Planned Parenthood to be dismissed. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. About a week ago, Harry Mehet, one of our attorneys, he's our chief counsel at Liberty Counsel, chief litigation counsel, was in federal court in San Francisco, and he made the argument on behalf of Sandra Susan Merritt, our client. She is the individual who is one of the two people who did the undercover videos that revealed the atrocity of Planned Parenthood trafficking in human baby body parts for profit. Well, they filed a lawsuit to try to silence her in a San Francisco federal court. And Liberty Counsel, we filed a motion to dismiss that case, and it was argued recently. We're waiting for a decision from that federal court. This case, Matt, is just another attempt by Planned Parenthood to silence anyone who tries to oppose them or reveal what's going on behind these Planned Parenthood abortion clinic doors.
Well, the multi-billion dollar abortion industry is reeling, and they were hopefully mortally wounded by the investigative reporting of Sandra Merritt and David DeLaden and their Center for Medical Progress. They did an amazing job. So, of course, they're going to abuse the legal system to try to, this is what the left does, to try to intimidate and bully. And we've talked about before that the process is the penalty here. So they're penalizing them by through what's called lawfare. They're abusing the legal system in order to gain retribution, political retribution here. But they're reeling. They're wounded. They're wounded horribly. Just according to LifeSite News and a study done by Operation Rescue, Matt, in 2015 alone, 53 abortion clinics shut down in 2015. Since 1991.
That is more than one a week.
That's awesome.
That is stunning. That is stunning. And since 91, 81% of all abortion clinics have had to shut their doors permanently. Praise God. That's 81% down and 19% to go.
But, you know, abortion is still a big business. I mean, we've got over 58 million abortions that have occurred since 1973 with Roe versus Wade. And, you know, Planned Parenthood is very upset about this. They get big dollars. They get thousands of dollars for each baby part that they're selling.
You know, to kind of conceptualize how big that is, I don't remember exactly the number of people that are now populating Florida, but it's going to be somewhere around 17, 18 million people in Florida. So take every single man, woman, and child that you see in this large state of Florida. And frankly, it takes you, if you're going to drive from the Keys to the Panhandle to Pensacola, it's going to take you a good 8 hours at least to drive that. So that's how long this state is. And that is only, that's less than half of 58 million. That is having like a nuclear bomb come into Florida and every single person be wiped out. And that still does not even get you to half of the children who have been aborted since 1973. So the numbers are absolutely staggering. The good news is that more than one a week of abortion clinics closed in 2015. And Matt, you said 81%?
81% of all abortion clinics have closed since 1991. The records are at an all-time low in the United States. And there are a number of reasons for that, according to the study I mentioned from Operation Rescue. One of the big ones is that these abortionists they're retiring due to advanced age and declining health and so forth, and they're not being replaced. Because of the natural, appropriate stigma that is placed on butchers, which is what abortionists are, human butchers, no different than Joseph Mengele and those who would torture to death the Jews. These are people who torture to death and sell their body parts, and even, like Kermit Gosnell, have kill live babies after they're born or set them aside to die. And so the public exposure of that as well, from groups like the Center for Medical Progress and Operation Rescue, Liberty Council and others, Matt, has eroded public trust in abortion providers. These guys are a bunch of quacks and hacks. And so people recognize that, and in the medical community, they're laughed at. They're not real doctors.
Yeah, why would anybody want to go through medical school and go through all of that to do this line of work? I mean, it's unbelievable. The younger generation, in addition to the 81% closing since 1991, more than one a week closing in 2015, and that number continues to go. So it's not just 2015. 2014, there was lots of them closing. 2016, there's lots of them closing. You have a younger generation that's more pro-life than the older generation. So those are the people that are going to college, going to medical school, going out into the private practice. I don't think they're going to have an affinity to want to go and spend their career killing children. It's a brutal procedure.
Well, you know, doctors take a Hippocratic oath to do no harm. And so it's going exactly against what they have pledged to do. And they are murdering. And, you know, by the way, abortion is the largest leading cause of death in the African-American community still.
And, you know, the original Hippocratic Oath actually says, in addition to doing no harm, that a doctor, the one who's giving this oath, taking the oath, would not give any kind of medicine that would cause an abortion.
Exactly.
And this was back at that point in time. So abortion hasn't been something that's just new. It's been throughout history. But in our country, we have fooled ourselves into thinking that it's legal and that it's safe and that it's no big deal. And yet 58 million children have brutally lost their lives. In this particular lawsuit involving Sandra Merritt, I mean, she has courage to go in and be part of this undercover investigation, and now she's hit with a 15-count lawsuit. The Planned Parenthood,
a RICO lawsuit, right?
Yeah, a RICO lawsuit. Yeah.
Racketeering. It's absurd.
It's like a criminal organization or something. And you know, the Supreme Court some years ago said that you can't use RICO to silence free speech, right. And RICO was being used by the Planned Parenthood abortionist in the 1990s against who? Picketers and sidewalk counselors around abortion clinics. And the Supreme Court said you can't do it. So now they're trying to use RICO to silence the free speech of Sandra Merritt. They say that they've lost $10 to $16 million, and it's all Sandra Merritt's fault. Frankly, you know, it's their fault.
Yes.
They shouldn't be doing this in the first place, and we shouldn't be giving them a single cent.
So let me get this. A whistleblower goes in and exposes criminal activity on the part of a multi-billion dollar organization. If anyone is guilty of RICO, of racketeering, it's Planned Parenthood. It's just bizarre here. They are a criminal enterprise making millions of dollars off the illegal sale of unborn babies. It is proved demonstrably, conclusively, irrefutably by Sandra Merritt and others that this is the case. And so what do? They turn around and sue them for what they're guilty of.
Well, you know, the Congress is still holding hearings on Planned Parenthood, and they've uncovered some things where it looks like they've been able to show that there is sales of body parts, illegal sales of body parts and of these children. So you're right, they're engaging in illegal activity by doing that. It's a barbaric procedure. They're the largest abortion provider in the country. And Sandra was just revealing the information to the rest of the world.
Absolutely. And it's a reminder, we need to be praying for her because she is one of courage who has been willing to stand up against this, as well as remembering the upcoming election. We want to put people in office that are against abortion, that are not funding this horrendous organization, as well as go online and do not support those organizations that do support them.
That's right. I mean, not only every person who's elected to office ought to have common sense that not a single penny, whether it's the local, city, county, state, or federal, not a single penny from any of those entities should go to Planned Parenthood in any respect.
Absolutely.
And we need to obviously look at entities, companies, and corporations that also are supporting Planned Parenthood. They're supporting the Nazi-esque organization that is killing our children. And you're right, they're targeting minorities. The black community has a high rate of abortion. They are killing that future generation. That's what Margaret Sanger wanted to do in the first place. She wanted to eliminate certain populations, including the black population and others.
It's the leading cause of their death.
Yeah, and the same thing is happening in the Hispanic community. So stand with us as we stand with life. Stand with Sandra Merritt. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Pray for Sandra. Pray for her courage and pray for others just like her to stand up and support Liberty Counsel with your regular financial support at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.